Good day. This week we are looking at beyond your wildest dreams. In Ephesians 3:20, it says that God will do beyond anything that you could even request, think of, imagine, and even beyond your wildest dreams. And the precursor to that is understanding how much God loves us. You know, in Proverbs chapter 18, verse 29, it says this in the Message: if people can't see what God is doing, they stumble all over themselves. But when they attend to what he reveals, they are most blessed. Notice what he's saying here. He's saying that if I can't see what God is doing, I'm going to stumble all over myself. But when I attend to what he reveals, what he shows me, the picture that I can connect to the promise of God, the Bible says they are most blessed. It's so important that we create the right mental pictures on the inside of us. And as we begin to meditate on that, as we begin to think on those things, as we begin to get revelation and understanding of a picture that we have deep within us, our hearts then become persuaded of the necessary promise. In Genesis chapter 13, verses 14 to 17, God speaks to Abram and he says this: the Lord said to Abram, after Lot had separated from him, now lift up your eyes and look from the place where you are, northward, southward, eastward, and westward, for all the land which you see, I will give it to you and to your descendants forever. I will make your descendants as the dust of the earth, so that if anyone can number the dust of the earth, then your descendants can also be numbered. Arise, walk about the land through its length and breadth, for I will give it to you. He was basically saying to Abram, as far as you can see, that's what you can have. And the same expression is told to us with regards to using our imagination. It's what do we see? Because as far as we can see, that's as far as we can do, and that's as far as we can have. But if I'm limiting the picture of what I can see with my mind and in my heart and in my imagination, and as far as that affects my heart, that is what I'm going to be limited by. If I can see myself living in abundance with much more, then my heart gets persuaded of that as I keep that picture in my mind and my heart. And because I live out of what I'm believing in my heart, as it says, out of the abundance of the heart, we speak, we see, we live. And it's those issues that we experience in life based on our heart belief. And so I need to be connecting what I see in my heart to experience the effects of that in my life. So the question you've got to ask yourself is, what am I seeing? Can I see that this is possible or not possible? Can I see myself living in the promise or not living in the promise? The encouragement that God gave to Abraham was, as far as you can see is what you can have. The only limitation that we have is, what do we see in our hearts? What is the picture that I hold in my heart concerning my own identity? And what is the picture that I hold in my heart concerning how big I think God is? Because those will be the limiting factors. We limit God based on our unbelief. And unbelief is a belief that is un. It's a belief that is wrong. And so I can expand the boundaries of my heart by creating the right pictures in my imagination. Always remember, hold on to a picture and connect it to a promise, and know and believe that you are highly favored and deeply loved of God.